Breaking news. Let me throw this breaking news out for you. Because I'm wondering. I'm wondering where the protests are. I'm wondering where the outrage is. I'm wondering if we'll see it tonight. I'm not wishing for it. I'm not saying, come on, I want to see it. I want to see it. I'm just wondering if there will be outrage like the outrage that we saw for Donald Trump to deliver a speech. So, no charges are going to be filed against Jamar, or well, I shouldn't say against the police officers who shot Jamar Clark. So no charges are to be filed in the Jamar Clark. Guess it's breaking. Just came over the wire. That's in Minneapolis. Now, police say that Jamar was going for one of the officers' gun, and that's why he was shot dead. Now, of course, the Black Lives Matter folks and a bunch of other activists have said the shooting was not justified. They're saying it was, of course, police brutality. Another instance of rogue cops killing innocent and defenseless black folk. So, my question is, are we going to see 5,000 people protesting in front of the police department? Are we going to see 5,000 Black Lives Matters protesters in front of Governor Mark Dayton's office? Are we going to see the George Soros paid activists screaming and yelling and at times assaulting police horses? Are we going to see this? Because this is what we saw when Donald Trump spoke. We see people standing up at Donald Trump rallies, screaming, yelling, some of them wearing Ku Klux Klan outfits and saying Trump is a racist, he supports the Klan, I am from the Klan, look at me. They hold Confederate flag pictures up next to Trump's face, and you know everything that goes on. You've heard the stories. And this is just somebody speaking. This is just a politician holding a rally where you have to either buy tickets or get tickets online. It's not something that's held in a public park. It's nothing like that. Hundreds of people, sometimes thousands in the case of Chicago, Illinois, show up and scream and yell and engage in violent acts with Trump supporters who are just there to listen to him speak. In Arizona, these activists, these paid George Soros activists, these criminals, because that's what they are, when you're chaining yourself to a car in the middle of a road, you are a criminal. And that's what they were doing in Arizona when Trump was having a rally. They were chaining themselves to cars. Police had to cut them from the chains, arrest them, have their cars towed. It was blocking traffic. People who weren't even going to the rally, people that were just going to the store, people that were maybe going to a doctor. This was all because Donald Trump was speaking. That's it. Just speaking. So again, my question is, will this type of anger, will this type of fear, will this outrage show up for Jamar Clark? Is George Soros and his people on the phone right now organizing marches, organizing protests, organizing people to chain themselves to the governor's mansion? Is anybody doing that? The investigation was concluded, and they're not bringing charges against the officers who killed Jamar Clark. The officers are walking. I repeat to all you leftists, you protesters, agitators, are you headed to Minneapolis? Are you getting ready to hit the streets of Minneapolis? Are you ready to chain yourself to the governor's mansion? Are you ready to chain yourself department's doors and say you're not leaving till there is justice? Are you going to march to the White House, chain yourself to the White House gates and demand the Justice Department get involved? Are we going to see in Minneapolis today, tonight, what we saw in Chicago, Illinois, for a presidential candidate who was set to deliver a speech? Are we going to see domestic terrorist Bill Ayers? Are we going to see him in Minneapolis protesting and marching with the Black Lives Matter folks and their outrage that Jamar Clark's shooters, the people that killed Jamar Clark, or in the leftist words, that murdered Jamar Clark? That's what they say. They say these officers murdered Jamar Clark. Remember, Quentin Tarantino calls the police officers murderers. I mean, what's more dangerous? What's more dangerous to a society? That's what I'd like to ask the Black Lives Matter folks, the Soros folks, the professional agitator folks. What's more dangerous? As you would say, buffoon, a clown like Donald Trump, who has no chance of winning the nomination, let alone the presidency. He's never going to beat Hillary Clinton. So who's more dangerous for this country? Who's more of a threat? Who's more of a threat to the Black Lives Matter folks, the crowd on the left that are demanding all of this justice because there's so many wrong things happening? Who's worse? This clown, this buffoon who has no shot of being the president, or the Minneapolis Police Department who got away with murder? They got away with murder. As Quentin Tarantino says, murderers. So where are the protests? Where are the riots? I'm waiting. It's 12 o'clock here on the West Coast. It's 3 o'clock on the East Coast. I'm waiting for CNN to go live. I'm waiting for Fox to go live. I'm waiting for MSNBC to go. I'm waiting for everybody to go live with the cameras. Boom. On the riots, the protests, the civil disobedience. I'm waiting. You can't tell me that Donald Trump is his speech is worse than the officers that murdered Jamar Clark. They murdered him. They killed him. Remember, cops are bad. They're evil. I don't know. I'm not seeing any outrage. I'm not hearing any outrage. This is not that important to the Black Lives Matters folks. I guess this isn't a big deal. I guess Donald Trump really is that dangerous. I guess his words are more dangerous than bullets. Amazing. Okay, it kind of tells you the type of people the Soros protesters are, and the Bernie protesters are, and Black Lives Matter protesters are. It kind of tells you what type of people they are. How tough is it to go to a rally where you have 70 and 80 year old people, women, children? You have them just there to listen to a person speak. Think about that. The Black Lives Matter folks, the Soros folks, what was their strategy? They were going to rush the stage. They're going to rush the stage. They didn't say what they were going to do once they got to the stage and there was Donald Trump. Were they going to attack him? Were they going to punch him? What were they going to do? But they're going to rush the stage. You see the video. They're in there swinging at Trump supporters. Girls are ripping signs out of other girls' hands. That's what they're doing. How tough is that? How tough is that? Shows the mentality. What's tougher? That? Or walking the streets of Minneapolis and doing that to police officers? Doing that to governor aides, congressman aides, going to the White House. I mean, it's easy to be a mob of bullies and to attack women and children and 80-year-old men. That's easy. Well, why don't you go and get in the face of police officers? Go get in the face of governors. Go get in the face of congressmen. Go get in the face of senators. Demand action from them. Go demand action from them. Create a Black Lives Matter Million Man March. Storm the White House. Storm the streets of Washington. Come on, make a difference. I don't know what difference you're making or what you're doing by ripping signs out of 16-year-old girl's hands at a Trump rally. Storm the governor's mansion in Minneapolis. Chain yourself to the police station doors. Do a mass protest that gets thousands of people arrested to the point where the Minneapolis Police Department can't contain all this civil disobedience. I mean, this was a unarmed black man, black teenager, slaughtered, murdered by the Minneapolis Police Department. Outrage? No outrage? Really? Okay. Oh, Soros isn't paying you to do that. You're not. You guys aren't getting paid for that. I get it. Okay. All right. Well, just shows you. It just shows you. Just shows you. There is fake outrage. There's paid outrage. And there's no outrage. And when I hear somebody say, Black Lives Matter is the new NAACP. More millennials look at Black Lives Matter as a group that's fostering change than the NAACP. They look to Black Lives. Sure. Okay. It's not that hard to disrupt a politician speaking. It's not that hard. Why don't you go and disrupt Rahm Emanuel's vacation in Cuba? Huh? Why don't you demand that Rahm Emanuel step down? Why don't you march and protest and chain yourself to the halls of Mayor Rahm Emanuel's doors. Why don't you do that every day until he resigns? If you want change, go and march in Minneapolis. Chain yourself to the doors until there is change. Because I think those are real issues. Donald Trump holding a rally at college. Just saying. Just saying. But hey, who am I? Just an internet radio talk show host, Bob Zicari.